Okay, no, that young fella. Yeah. Okay.
What's your name?
Yes, sir.
Xavier, big honour to be named in the team of the tournament. So I guess it's a reflection of how well you bowled and your bowling teammates.
Yeah, it's a big honour to get named the team of the tournament, but I think also having two other blokes in the team as well just really demonstrates how well we've gone as a team.
Can I ask you about your batting too, mate? Because I mean, obviously you've lost a few batters, you're going to need runs, and I know you've been batting up the order for your club side here at the Gold Coast. How big a contribution do you think you can make in that area?
Yeah, hopefully I can add some value with the bat. Like you said, we do lose two class players in Colin Munro and Sam Billings, so hopefully down the bottom we can score some runs for the team.
How are you hitting it, mate? And do you want to be an all-rounder, a genuine all-rounder?
Yeah, definitely want to keep improving my batting and just trying to add as much value to the team, and yeah, if that does mean going up the order at some stage down the track of my career, then hopefully that plans out.
Have you got plans of playing even higher?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's dream as a kid is to try and play Test cricket for Australia, and yeah, it's definitely a goal of mine. I'll keep striving towards that.
Cummins and Hazelwood can't play forever.
Nah, but geez, they're going right at the moment, so they can keep playing as long as they like.
But the thing is, on a platform like this, you know, such a big stage, it's the time to shine, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, this time of the year, it's a great time for cricket in general with the test going on and the Aussie team going really well. So I think cricket at the moment is in a really good place.
Yeah, but personally, just go, yeah, give yourself a bit... If you do something here, you can put your name up in lights at the pointy end of the season.
Yeah, I guess you never know. If you keep going well individually, then maybe that'll come along. But at the moment, we're just trying to win as a team, first and foremost.
Have you had a look at the wicket? Because, you know, there's a few different sort of theories on how it's going to play. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the wicket, we probably don't really know it as well as the Gabba. But we'll, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And I think whichever team adapts first will win the game. So hopefully that's us.
In that case, you think it's one of those situations where, because of the unknown factor, you know, if you win the toss, put them in?
I don't know, I'm not the captain, so I have to let
you
decide.
But you know what I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's obviously not, we don't know what the conditions are going to be like at the Gabba. We'd like to bat first, so, and, you know, sort of defend the ground. So I'm not sure if Metricon will be the same as that, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Regardless of the unknown, like, it must be nice to know friends, family will be there watching you and playing back in the office.
Yeah, exactly right. Having some familiar faces around definitely makes, especially like some like the finals, a little bit more, I guess, sort of normal. But yeah, it will be great to play in front of a home crowd.
Who have you got coming?
Just family, friends, mum and dad, sisters, so it should be good.
Xavier, what did you guys take out of last year's finals campaign? It was a bit different to this one. You're pretty much on the road for about a week, it felt like, or 2 weeks. What did you guys as a group take out of that, even though you...
Yeah, it was obviously, one, first and foremost, a great time to be around the boys for that long, and to get so close definitely still drives us. But yeah, hopefully being back home in a little bit more familiar environment helps us sort of calm and be cool.
While
you're
down here, you're not having
tears, you? No, I don't think so. I have to wait a few more years for that.
I see you just got out there, took a shocking shot, actually. Went up in the air, like, yeah, they're
going to
be better than that.
Give the kids a go.
Yeah, hopefully it goes over the rope.
Very good.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks, X.